give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Welcome back, ladies, to Sacred Singleness, the space where single women can heal, grow, and walk with God in every season. I'm your host, Maddie, and today's topic is really close to my heart: waiting without wasting and finding your true identity in Christ. So many of us see the waiting season as a pause button. Like, life doesn't really start until marriage, in a career breakthrough, or some answer prayer. But the truth is, sis, your waiting doesn't have to be wasted. I keep saying this. And the way you live, it depends on where your identity is rooted. Okay? So let's be honest. Waiting can feel frustrating. You scroll through social media, see friends getting engaged, having children, moving into new seasons, and you wonder, Lord, when is my turn? When? I've asked this question 238 million times in this journey. And believe me, I sit down and I get on my knees and I pray daily. And I'm like, God, I'm surrendering. And I do surrender, but I still have that question. Lord, when is my turn? But the danger is, okay, if we don't know who we are in Christ, we'll start believing that our value is tied to what we're waiting for, right? That relationship, an achievement, or even someone else's approval. And that's a big no-no, sis, okay? But listen to this. Isaiah 40:31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." Waiting in God's hands isn't wasted time. It's strengthening time. And when you know your identity in Christ, that you are the chosen one, the loved one, and called, waiting stops being punishment and starts being preparation. I'm going to say that again. Waiting stops being punishment and starts being preparation. I used to treat waiting like a holding cell, right? Like I was locked in until God finally moved me. But when I began to root my identity in him, I realized that the waiting was a classroom, right? I discovered passions I never would have explored if I was distracted by chasing relationships. Like, for example, I have a baking business, but I stopped baking because I needed to get closer to God. And look at God. I'm talking about I discovered passions I never would have explored if I wasn't distracted by chasing relationships. Let's talk about this podcast. Baby, this podcast was put in my heart. God put a fire for me to start this. And look at me. I'm sitting here chasing new discovered passions. And so I deepened my prayer life. I really, really, really did. And I found joy in being in God's daughter, not someone's girlfriend, fiance, or wife. The shift changed everything for me. Okay. I love going to church. I love attending church. I crave Sundays. It's just something I can't explain. I crave First Wednesdays. I like getting involved in church activities. Like when I tell you, once you start walking with God, it's so much peace that comes with it. But let's talk about practical ways to wait without wasting, right? So the first thing that you want to do is pursue purpose, not just partnership, right? Ask God what assignments he has for you in this season, okay? Don't just sit around. Ask him, like, God, what is it that you want me to do? And feed your soul with truth. Scriptures like Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "You are God's masterpiece." And this reminds you of who you are and not what you're missing, okay? Invest in yourself. Go and develop some new skills. Serve in your community. Build friendships, okay? These are not fillers. They're foundations, okay? This is not, you know, you going to the club or you going to, you know, out for drinking for a couple. Those are fillers, right? Those are things that are going to, you know, kind of numb the pain that you're experiencing or numb the situation you're in for a couple of hours. And then you're going to go back to reality. But building a foundation, that's going to last you forever. And choose joy daily. Okay. Joy isn't found in the next season. It's cultivated in this one. Okay. So this week's, I'm going to leave you with a reflection exercise. And the challenge is to write down one lie, one lie you believe about your worth in the waiting season. Okay, maybe I'm behind, or I don't know, I'm not enough until I'm married. Something along that line. And now find one verse in scripture that tells you the truth. Like Psalms 139, verse 14, it says, like I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Speak the truth over yourself every day this week, because your identity is not in what you're waiting for, but in who you belong to. Okay? So thank you for joining me today for Sacred Singleness. Okay? And remember, waiting is not wasted when your identity is rooted in Christ. This is not a season of emptiness. It's a season of becoming. So if today's episode encouraged you, share it with a sister who needs this reminder. Until then, remember, your singleness is not a setback. It's a sacred season of identity, purpose, and preparation. So let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you for reminding us that waiting is never wasted when our eyes are fixed on you. Lord, help us to release the lies that our worth is tied to timeliness, achievements, and relationship statuses. Teach us to see this season as a sacred time of preparation, God, growth, and intimacy with you. Father, root our identity so deeply in Christ that no delay, no disappointment, or comparison can shake it. Show us how to use this season wisely, God, to pursue purpose, to grow in character, and to walk in joy. We declare today, God, that our worth is found in you alone, and that this waiting season is not empty, but full of your presence, Jesus. Strengthen every woman listening to embrace her now and trust your timing, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope this message brought strength and clarity to you, ladies. Until next time, have a wonderful and blessed day.
I'm learning to trust you. I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.